USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four Minneapolis police officers involved in a street confrontation Monday that left a black man dead have been fired from their jobs, a day after a bystander's video showed the man, George Floyd, pleading that he couldn't breathe as a white cop was kneeling on his neck. Last night, it brought protesters into the streets of Minneapolis, some of them clashing with police officers. And there was a solidarity demonstration in Chicago as well, where musician Chance the Rapper told reporters he was grieving.
I just want people to understand that we are all humans and that we all feel a sense of danger or rage when situations like this happen.
The FBI is investigating. SpaceX hopes to send two astronauts to the International Space Station later today. The launch will be the first from U.S. soil since 2011. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Actor Richard Hurd has died. The veteran character actor, whose name may not be as recognizable as his face was, is widely remembered for the 11 Seinfeld episodes he appeared in as George Costanza's boss when George worked for the Yankees.
I wanted to get fired. George, you are looking at the new head scout of the New York Mets.
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Come right out and beat the Mets.
Hurd, who appeared in several Star Trek TV series and dozens of other shows, was 87. The NHL now planning to resume its season, but will decide when games begin depending on coronavirus conditions, according to Commissioner Gary Bettman, who said the season will resume with an expanded 24-team tournament to decide the winner of the Stanley Cup. The games would take place in two hub cities, and fans would not be allowed to attend. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The CDC is out with a warning that antibody tests for coronavirus can be wrong about half of the time. The agency is urging medical professionals to use the most error-free tests available to them, and that it might be necessary to test patients more than once. FedEx is launching a small business grant program. The Support Small Grants program, announced yesterday, will award grants and services to 200 business owners struggling to stay afloat during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. The businesses each get $5,000 and a $500 credit for FedEx office print and business services. Facebook is tweaking its system for letting its users send money. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
After criticism about launching cryptocurrency, Facebook said it's rebranding its digital wallet with a new name, Novi. Facebook originally introduced the digital wallet for the Libra network of cryptocurrency to help people send money across the world under the name Calibra in June of last year. The digital wallet, now renamed and rebranded as Novi, allows people to send money as easy as sending a message in a standalone app or in Facebook Messenger. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio offers other programming and features. You can find out more online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.